When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Sting your lips. What is the fruit like? Just beyond my fingertips, just out of reach. I see so much I cannot taste. I mustn't touch. Tied to my little world, my safe little world. Would it be like if I broke the string? Would it be lovely and a little frightening? There is so much I've never understood. How does the wine taste?
Well, that little taste of Barbra Streisand certainly makes things good indeed. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station. Well, that little number was from a show called We Take the Town, which never made it into town, very famously closed somewhere. When it closed, Washington, Boston, Detroit, maybe Detroit, the Fisher Theater, with Robert Preston as Pancho Villa. And it has a certain kind of delight for me, and clearly for Streisand, because she recorded it on one of her early albums. Songs that never made it to cast albums. That is our topic today. 14 songs in search of a cast album. And I thought, what a great idea. And I had a senior moment, because not only did I do a show about this before called Look Ma No Album, I did two shows about 3 years ago. But there's plenty more to uncover. So we're going to look at shows that never got a full album. And in the 30s and 40s, certainly in the 20s and 30s and into the 40s, there were shows. They didn't really have albums. They didn't really do full recordings of shows. It wasn't the thing. So we're not going to go through all of those. That's fairly voluminous. But here is a wonderful song from Let Him Eat Cake, a 1933 Gershwin musical that was a sequel to Of Thee I Sing, which also was never recorded. But it's a delightful song rendered here, I think in the early 1940s, by Bing Crosby and Judy Garland.
My love is mine, it's rain or storm or shine.
Mine, you are mine, never another Valentine.
And I am yours. Tell me that I'm yours. Show me that smile my heart adores.
Mine, more than divine, to know that love like yours is mine.
Love is mine.
Is that we more than get along?
Come rain, come storm,
come shine, and you are mine.
Doesn't it do you good to see?
Yes, you're mine.
Such happy domesticity.
Never enough.
The way we're making love, you swear. We are a happily married pair, and I'm yours.
He says no matter what occurs.
Tell me that I'm yours.
Whatever he may have is hers.
Show me that smile my heart
adores. Whatever I may have is his, mine.
And you are mine.
More than divine.
More than divine. Love like yours is mine.
Yours,
mine,
all mine.
Let's talk about love, that wonderful thing. Let's blend the scent of Venice with Paris in spring. Let's gaze at the moon and try to believe we're Venus and Adonis or Adam and Eve. Let's throw away anxiety. Let's quite forget propriety, respectable society, the rector and his piety, and contemplate l'amour in all its infinite variety. My dear, let's talk about love. Pretend I'm Chopin and you'll be George Sand. We're on the Grand Canal and oh baby, it's grand. Let's mention Valkyr and helmeted knights. You're beautiful Brunhilde, I'm Siegfried in tights. Let's probe the authenticity of Garbo's eccentricity. Have movie stars felicity or merely good publicity? Let's try to be explicit on illicit domesticity. My dear, let's talk about love. You don't want to talk about love? All right, let's talk about drugs. Let's talk about pills. Let's picture Pasadena in Beverly Hills. Let's start a new dance. Let's try a new step. Or investigate the cause of Mrs. Roosevelt's pep. Why not discuss, my dearie, the life of Wallace Beery? Or bring a Jeroboam on and write a drunken poem on astrology, mythology, geology, philology, pathology, psychology, electrophysiology, spermology, phrenology. I owe you an apology, but let's not talk about love. The weather's so warm and you are so cute. Let's dream about Tahiti and tropical fruit. Let's get some champagne from over the seas and drink to Sammy Goldwyn. Include me out, please. Let's check on the veracity of Barrymore's capacity and why his drink capacity should get so much publicity. Let's even have a huddle over Harvard University. But let's not talk about, in case you play cards, I've got some right here. So, how about a game of gin rummy, my dear? Or if you feel warm and bathing's your whim, let's get in the all together and enjoy a short swim. Now, honey, I suspect y'all of being intellectual. And so instead of gushing on, let's have a big discussion on timidity, stupidity, solidity, frigidity, avidity, trepidity, Manhattan and vicinity, fatality, morality, legality, finality, neutrality, reality, or southern hospitality, pomposity, verbosity, I'm losing my velocity, but let's not talk about love.
Well, that was a wonderful Cole Porter song that did not make it into a cast album from a show called Let's Face It, which had Danny Kaye, for whom that wonderful pattern number was written, Eve Arden, Vivian Vance. My goodness, what a cast. A wonderful score, never made it to an album. But thankfully, our good friend David Garrison recorded it for a interpolation into another show by Cole Porter called You Never Know. Happy to have it. Well, Alan J. Lerner had some of the biggest successes and certainly one of the most, if not the most successful cast album of all time with My Fair Lady in 1956. But in the 1940s, man, his batting average was pretty bad. Here is a song from a show called The Day Before Spring, his first big show with Frederick Lowe, 1945. It ran decently, ran half a year and never got a cast album. Here is The Thundering Herds with Woody Herman playing A Jug of Wine.
A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, baby, I dreamed we sat beneath the scented bough. Baby, your eyes a-shine, what a pair. Your face near mine, keep it there. Our arms entwine and you declare you're mine alone. The fragrance of gardenia filled your hair. Baby, the yellow dust of moonlight lit the air. Baby, but I woke up and all broke up. My jug of wine, my loaf of bread, and thou, baby.
Event has occurred. Can't you see it everywhere? Can't you smell it in the air? Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be it's green up time? Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were pushing up through the ground for green up time. And sure enough the bluebells tinkled April in the glen, and sure enough I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awfully bright, had a thought that hit me right, I'd have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up time. Blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be? It's green up time. Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were pushing up through the ground for green up time. And sure enough the bluebells tinkled April in the glen, and sure enough I fell in love with love again. I started feeling awfully bright, had a thought that hit me right, I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up, to welcome in the green up time.
That was Greta Keller, wonderful chanteuse of European extraction, singing a lovely song from the score to Love Life, Love Life, with the lyrics by Lerner and music by Kurt Vile. Was never recorded as a cast album because of a musician strike the year it opened. Too bad. We've always really looked forward to maybe getting a studio album of that wonderful score. Frank Lesser had a big career in Hollywood and came to New York and wrote the music and lyrics to Where's Charlie, a big, big hit for Fewer and Martin and Ray Bolger. Never had a cast album. Also got stuck in the same recording strike in 48. Here is Mel Torme with the Marty Paich Orchestra swinging along with our good friend Amy.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, sets your heart on fire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold. Loves a girl and later thinks it over, and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly a romancer, trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, I'm always fascinated by her, Amy sets my heart on fire. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with candy and with flowers, Amy wails away for hours. We'll be right back. trouble is the answer'll be that Amy'd rather stay in, Amy'd rather stay in, Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Little Amy's in love with me, boy.
For chic and sheer negligees, cream on my caviar, sable rugs wall to wall, and my prince lying there, drinking wine from my slipper, drenched in gold from a thousand candelabra above. Ah, yes. Pleasures and palaces are what I really do love. I was born for fresh rose leaves in my bath, string quartet, while I dress silken gloves made in France for my prince to remove. Velvet couch in the gardens just in case during all this moonlight madness might strike. Ah, yes, pleasures and palaces are what I very much like. Mornings for slumber and evenings for splendor and nights for the making of absolutely superb and luxurious love.
That was Lena Horne singing a song that would have been the title number for another Frank Lesser show from 1965 called Pleasures and Palaces. They must have thought it was going to be big. It had Bob Fosse in it, directing it, and it had all sorts of talented people, John McMartin and Phyllis Newman and you name it. Big bomb, never even opened in town. Frank Lesser stopped it, and that was the title number of Pleasures and Palaces. Never had a cast album, but Frank Lesser always welcome here on Broadway to Main Street. Johnny Mercer and Robert Emmett Dolan had a reasonably honkin' hitty show called Foxy, starring Burt Lahr, produced by David Merrick. For some reason, never had a cast album, but we always welcome Johnny Mercer in any manner, shape, or form. Here is Carol Sloan singing a swingin' number from Foxy.
Whatever happens from here on in, I'm way ahead of the game. Whatever comes up, it's heads I win. Your kiss was my claim to fame. I rolled a seven and locked up the store. Walked into heaven right through the front door. If you forget me from here on out, I'll still be happy I came. Whatever happens is just like I said. Yes, I'm way ahead of the game. Lady Luck, it's goodbye. Hate to see you go. fill the sky. It was quite a show. I just want to thank you for the free ride. Out of all the others, it was the ride. Whatever happens from here on in, I'm way ahead of the game. I still remember that big sweet grin when you've forgotten my name. We shared a fun kiss you'll never recall, but better one kiss than no kiss at all. Whatever happens from here on out, your kiss was my claim to fame. I've had the kind of adventure I've read about. I'm way ahead of the game.
Climb upward, tallow return, lengthen burnt wick, do me this trick, unburn, unburn, unburn. Make me a child again, just for today. Foolish and wild again, just for today. Make me unwise again, teach me surprise again, seen through young eyes again, just for today. Wisdom, desert me, folly, return. Brain of my youth, wrinkled by truth, unlearn, unlearn, unlearn. Children who cared for me, come out and play. Don't hide in memory, just for today. Kitten be found again, I'll chase you round again, free and unfrowned again, just for today. All that is beautiful, bring back once more. Leave all that's dutiful outside my door. Tell me the prayer to pray, tell me the price to pay for one sweet yesterday, just for today. Candle burn upward, tallow return, lengthen burnt wick, do me this trick, unburn, unburn, unburn.
That was Bobby Short, of course. Bobby Short always sang the classics of Rodgers and Hart, Noel Coward, and Cole Porter. But he got stuck for some reason with a song from the score of Her First Roman, a version of Shaw's Caesar and Cleopatra. Hey, it worked once! Written by Irvin Drake. It did not do very well and never got a real cast album, but nice song. James Lipton became famous for the host of Inside the Actor's Studio, but he was a lyricist, and he decided with Lawrence Rosenthal to write a musical version of The Man Who Came to Dinner. And in this version of a show called Sherry from 67, there is a character based on Noel Coward, for whom Cole Porter wrote a Noel Coward-y song in the original Man Who Came to Dinner. Here is their attempt at channeling Cole Porter, channeling Noel Coward. Au revoir, sung by Ed Ames.
Au revoir, time to part till we meet another day. Curtains rise, curtains fall, and today ends like any other day. Time to go, though we know there are so many things we ought to say, but it's done, come what may. Maybe one wonderful day we'll meet again. Until time to go, though we know there are so many things we ought to say, but it's done, come what may. Maybe one wonderful day we'll meet again. Until then, au revoir. Au revoir.
the lovely and beguiling voice of Patti Ben Peterson singing a song from the score to Lovely Ladies, Kind Gentlemen, a 1970 show that was based on Tea House of the August Moon. Never had a cast album, really didn't run that long, but a nice tune by Stan Freeman and Franklin Underwood. Well, we're back to Alan J. Lerner. Boy, that guy, you know, struck out a bunch of times when it came to cast albums. Lolita, My Love, which he wrote with John Barry, never made it out of town into the New York. It's got a wonderful score. The two of them together, I think, did great, great work. Here is Robert Goulet to sing a single recording, pressing of Humbert Humbert's Cri de Coeur, never recorded as it should have been under contract by Columbia Records.
One day when I was 12 and free, I fell in love beside the sea. We strolled, we kissed, we clung, we swore we'd love forevermore. In the broken promised land of 15, tears that fell upon the sand, still are seen, and the memory of love is all that stays forever, evergreen. In the broken promised land of 15, a child was she, a child in years, but who is not till love appears? And love had placed beside the sea an apple from the tree. In the broken promised land of 15, nothing love has ever planned ends serene. And in spite of all the signs along the road, the end is unforeseen. In the broken promised land of 15, not far were we from heaven's door when steps were heard along the shore. We turned, we gasped, she rose in fright and vanished in the night. And the tide that drifted in, circling me, tried to sweep what might have been out to sea. But the memory of love lives on and on, forever evergreen. In the broken promised land of 15, in the broken promised land of
on that horn on this quiet Sabbath morn.
The marine band, the marine band.
Who is watching for my form? Who is presidential door?
The marine band, the marine band.
Mr. Jefferson today is having a buffet. And he bought the bunch who came to lunch.
Who added rhythm to ragu and have made my share of culinary innovations too. I brought waffles home from Holland and they're going like hotcakes everywhere.
Waffles? Hotcakes?
I brought ice cream back from Paris. Meringue glacée, chocolate éclair.
Éclair?
Éclair. And from Roma I brought home a qualche cosa deliciosa called spaghetti.
Spaghetti!
But my favorite of all is the savory I like to call Brown Betty.
Brown Betty!
So let's add a bit of cheer to the Sabbath atmosphere. And if God at times gets sick of chimes, he might be pleased to hear
the President Jefferson March! The President Jefferson Luncheon March! The President Jefferson Luncheon March!
Sunday lunch and party march.
Well, that's a very substantial piece of music. Another piece, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, music by Leonard Bernstein from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a show that ran during the bicentennial for only a week. One of those things where Columbia Records, you know, wrung their hands. Poor Goddard Lieberson must have banged his head against the wall several times. Here was Bernstein. Here was Alan J. Lerner, two superstars in the Columbia bench, turning out a flop, but amazingly good music, I think. You can't beat it. And never recorded as a cast album. That was John McGlynn in a studio recording. Well, we're wrapping up today. 14 songs in search of a cast album. Great songs, I think, from shows that just never got an album together. I want to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation. We got a little bit of Frederick Lowe in earlier with The Day Before Spring. And we'll close out with another show that never left Boston. This was Hell's a Poppin', a vehicle that was supposed to star Jerry Lewis, which was full of so many problems. I can take more than 54 minutes to discuss them. But it had a wonderful song in it by Julie Stein and Carolyn Lee. Can't do better than those two. And here to sing it is Frank Sinatra.
Only one to a customer. Only one. One crack at paradise, next to none. Here am I riding high on a miracle, come full blown, holding tight to a night like I've never known. Because there's only one kind of wonderful I still prize. You and that smile I see in your eyes. You'll never know the feeling until you've spent your life in line. Only one to a customer, and this time I got mine. Customer, rarely two. But when you've got that dream, one will do. Why despair at the bare possibility luck has flown? Stick around, stand your ground till the cards are shown. Because there's only one way they won't come up. All aces high, that's if you let the deal pass you by. Somebody up there bottled a thrill, and like the rarest wine, if it's one to a customer, I say just fine. Only one to a customer, and this one.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is...